bless you. This is Dr. Adrian Butler, and welcome to The Power of Your Destiny, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. I'm so happy to be with you on this evening. We are, it is such a beautiful, beautiful day. It has been an awesome day. We had a wonderful day in service. We've had an awesome day before our God. And I tell you what, it has been a tremendous day. My day is complete now that you are listening to the show. Passion producing power. Passion producing power. Today on the life, on the Christian Lifestyle Network, The Power of Your Destiny. The question is, do you know that passion can produce power? I want to give you some key points today that will help you as you are moving forward, whether you're moving forward in business, whether you're moving forward in your relationship, whether you are moving forward in your church, your ministry, whatever it is. I'm going to give you three power points today. I call them power principles today that are going to help you with the next dispensation in your life. Passion producing power. You know, you can have passion for a lot of things. And in fact, today we're going to come from Romans 8 and 28 as we have our discussion today. Also, I want you to keep in mind we are geared up for the summer. We get up for the summer. I have some other things to announce. We have just received on this week that we received some coveted awards from the Christian Film Festival, where the movie that we were in, Faith Song, has received the Christian Film of the Year 2017. And so I believe that is just awesome to me that I was part of a film and actually received two accommodations myself. One for being part of the best cast of the year, and also part of supporting actor of the year. So I tell you, this movie is really doing something within the kingdom of God, and it's done something in my life. It's something that I just had on my bucket list. Expected, you know, to have a little bit role, bit part, and I would have been fine. But you know, we serve a God who can take the most minute things in your life, the smallest things in your life, and he can balloon it in such a manner that it becomes a culture for you. Actually, I've been looking for other roles. It started something. It opened up something in me doing this film that I didn't think I was capable of. And so just keep us in prayer. We thank you for being here with us on today. Passion produces power. We're going to have some audio. Dr. Bishop T.D. Jakes and several others, Stephen Fruquet, and we're going to have my boy, Propaganda, is going to be blowing your mind with some Christian rap. This is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. I'm your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler. Listen to these audios. I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed today. Thank you so much for being part of the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. We'll be right back after this audio.
You are listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
One of the most dangerous terms in English diction. If it could be translated into audio, it would sound like from the saxophone of Lisa Simpson. Two words designed and strategically combined to form the biggest oxymoron in the history of mankind. Almost. But see, as far as the world's concerned, you could live your life foul and could almost get away with murder if you have a nice smile. You could almost meet folks just to almost sleep around and stop at your local clinic. Well, you almost had a child. See, almost is no stranger to Satan. Here's proof. He only tells lies when they're almost the truth, and it's amazing. In our incompleteness, we find complacence. But if almost is one of Lucifer's many traits, then we are inadvertently good at Satan impersonations. But on the contrary, Christ did his job fully, and he proved he was God when he died on the cross like it was his duty. And to pardon my iniquities that I committed rudely, he resurrected from the grave just to tell death to excuse me. But excuse me, this is your life, and that's something I can't impose on. But your body is God's home, which wasn't loaned to get foreclosed on. See, an almost Christian looks right but lives wrong. In Romans, so they sit down to be comforted in Psalms. Never understood worship, but love to sing songs like I surrender all. Most. Because it's far too expensive for you to spend your life on something that doesn't appeal to your five senses. See, nowadays Christianity's like a Louis rag. No functional use, but we just rock it because it's stylish. Not righteous, but right-ish. So now all God sees is a pile of Ishmaels when he intended for Isaacs. So technically, we've never really been saved. We've merely tried it. So no wonder why we're never sold out when we return it after we buy it now. Let me break it down, because you need to be aware that your life could lack the very standards that need to be there. Because on that final day of judgment, while God's receiving his heir, will he say, son, well done, or medium rare? Because even by worldly standards, it'd be highly insane for you to start spending all of your money days before you almost get paid like parents. You wouldn't send your kids to a school that's almost safe. And ladies, would you really date a man who claims he's almost straight? About God that we all try to get around, but his standards are like between two mountains, no middle ground. So a halfway life is unprofitable to you, because after all the Sunday services, Bible studies, and prayer meetings, and everything that goes between, God will say, I never knew you. But that's not even the worst part of living your life as neutral. It's that you were once Arctic, but it's your warmness that is causing him to spew you. And this is the very thing that had me. I was bound and held down by the unforgiving gravity of my spiritual reality. I was a Christian, or at least I portrayed the fantasy, with a filthy personal life, but God bless you, brother. How you doing, sister? Personality. I was a male, enveloped by guilt because I was stamped a sinner. I said, I was a male, enveloped by guilt because I was stamped a sinner. My message couldn't be received because I didn't represent the sender, yet I was almost delivered. Till that one day that I totally, absolutely, and completely surrendered, I took heed to a modern prophet who proclaimed it was time for change. Now I'm no longer bound to sin, point blank off the chain. You could ask Umar Abdul-Muttalib. He'll tell you the same. You don't almost go to jail when you almost blow up a plane. Like you don't almost go to hell when you almost get saved. Despise the cross that he was slain and thus the cause in which he came. But don't worry, I'm almost done. But before I leave this stage, we have all worked in sin and death was minimum wage. I said, we've all worked in sin and death was minimum wage. But if it wasn't for Christ, we would have almost got paid.
This is Reverend Timothy Williams, pastor of the Montmorency Missionary Baptist Church of Montmorency, South Carolina. You are tuned in to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.
Engage a page turner, burner stage the fragrance, raise a similar to native sages, saging, unlocking a cage of praises for rock of ages. Let random rambling rappers rant and raving, inflame verbs to your nerve endings, literally feeling these words in my tendons, and rattling occupants of the venue sinews. While the eulogy be orchestrating continuous crescendos, excellent, been down since Exodus. Like what if the Egyptians and Israelites joined forces? That would force a forfeit. And it's hard to drive hard when your hard drive keeps needing a force quit. To learn to speak immigrants, yep. The language of the broken, like the system in their English. I speak with heaven's accent, angelic dialect, repping my coast as if that spirit realm had ocean. Excellent, that's what you should expect from us. Feast we can do to say thank you for how we blessed us. All else is blasphemy, disagree, get at me. And ye with low standards don't get no mics on. The stage that I stand on to battle with the stakes for the rights to keep the mic for a couple more bars. No YouTube channels for rap battles or cash prizes. Just keeping you cool when heat rises. Nick breaks, concussions, gashes, and bruises. It's real manhood with the monthly bills to prove it. Start with me, my art archery aims for the dark meat. Your albums are full of more bites than shark weed. Excellent, my writing remains with such serious symbolism. Styles are plenty. Pages get the let out like Jimmy. Homie, I am not kidding, there's no play day. Muscled up a hustle, a street name, the DBA. Excellent.
And we're back with you. That was excellent by Propaganda. You know, I really, now let me say this because I want to make sure everybody understands this. This is my show. And so I will periodically play stuff that I find that really speaks to my soul, my spirit. I really love that piece on Almost. I really and truly love that piece. And I really love Propaganda spirit, his heart. I really love his music, his lyrics, and I really think that he is someone of this time that can truly speak to our spirit and our soul. Today, we're going to be talking about passion producing power. Passion producing power. We're going to give you some pointers, some tips on passion produce power here on the Power of Your Destiny. Some things that I pray will assist you in this walk that we have, this life that we have, that will make you not just a better Christian, but that will make you a better person. We also have the chat line on, so if you want to come online, you know, you can log in at blogtalkradio.com/CLN. And if you want to, you can chat there, listen to the show, and chat with us. Or you can, of course, press the number 1 on your keyboard, on your phone, and we will chime you into the show as we are discussing on today, passion produce power. The first point I want to give you, but first of all, let's go back to our scripture. Let's look at our scripture there, Romans 8 and 28. It says, "Now, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." I want us to kind of, in our minds and our spirit, if you have your Bibles, if you're taking notes, to kind of highlight the last four words. It says, according to his purpose. First of all, I want you to realize that each and every one of us have a purpose, but I want to clarify something. You are not created for your purpose. You're created for his purpose for you. You may not understand this. You may not even want to hear this, but the God eternal who created the universe had a void somewhere in the universe that he said he had to fill, his purpose. Now, let's use a assembly line. The assembly line has parts. It has the mechanics. It has robots. It has all of these moving pieces and all of these moving parts. There's a specific bolt that goes in the tire. There's a specific U-rod that goes in the axle. These parts are made specifically for this vehicle because the engineer who has developed this vehicle has already designed that each and every part have a purpose. So when someone orders all of these parts for this vehicle and they come in a crate or box, I'm just using some visuals for you for just a moment, comes in a crate and a box, and to the naked eye, someone could look at these parts and say, man, this is just a bunch of junk. But for the person who designed this vehicle, each and every part is going to go somewhere at the end, at the finish of this vehicle, that it is a vehicle. It does not start out the exact same way it started. All of the pieces, all of the instrumentations, all of the intricacies of this vehicle, they start as very small pieces, as raw material, and they don't end up the exact same way. The thing is, each bolt, each U-joint, each tire, each strut, each seat, each piece of thread has a purpose. And so when everything fits into the purpose of the one that designed the vehicle functions the way it's supposed to. I don't want you to miss this. The reason the world is in such a disarray is that we have too many of us that are not connected to the purpose we were designed for. We're trying to put bolts where a U-joint is supposed to go. We're trying to put thread in the tire, and the tire was never made for thread. We're trying to put the wheel and the driving wheel as a steering wheel, and that's not the way it was designed. And so when people are out of their purpose that God has designed them for, we see the mess that we have in the world today. That's why our world is in such a disarray. It's because not that we're not walking in the purpose we want, we're not walking in the purpose he designed us for. He's designed each and every person for a specific purpose. And in fact, if you're not in your purpose, using the car analogy again, if that vehicle is not precise, if every bolt is not in place, if the seats are not mounted right, if the glove compartment is not in place, it becomes an unusable menagerie of parts that can't be used. And it ends up that the car must be scrapped. Brothers and sisters, this is why in the days of Noah, God said he was sorry he made man, because man was not operating in his purpose. And so all of the pieces of his purpose didn't, the pieces did not want to fit where they were supposed to. So God made a decision. Let me scrap it all, wash it clean, and start over. When he does that again, there's going to be a new heaven and new earth that no sin will be able to enter into. When he does this again, and that's where we're headed as a world, but as long as there's life, there is hope. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. Passion producing power. First of all, I want you to get this. You were not designed for your own purpose. You were designed for his purpose for you. That's the first point I want to give you. I got about two more points before we get off of the air, but I want you to get that point right there. If you can reduce yourself and understand that, you know, sometimes we want to sit ourselves high above God, high in a high perch within our own self-imaging. If we can understand that I was created for something specific. I love that song, I believe it's Donnie McClurkin says, I was created for worship. I was created for a particular purpose. I was created to love you. And so Donnie's song speaks to what I'm talking about. You were created for his purpose, not for your purpose. There's a destiny you have to fulfill in order to make God's vehicle, creation, run right. This is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler. We'll be right back after this audio by Bishop T.D. Jakes. I believe you're going to be blessed by it as we're talking today about passion producing power. T.D. Jakes wants to talk to you about motivating yourself. And when you motivate yourself, you'll understand that passion not only produces power, but power is in your passion. We'll be right back after this audio.
Commitment to your dream. You cannot get people to believe in your dream until you believe in it yourself. Stop asking people to invest in things where you have no investment. Stop asking people to deliver something to you where you're not willing to go to the wire for yourself. Nobody's going to put into your dream before you put in. You have to invest in what you dream for. Hallelujah to God. Anybody can dream it, but you'll never see it until you're willing to be committed to it. And you'll never get to see what you could have been because the cost of getting to see it is the commitment that you've never been willing to pay. I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass. You can't get out of something that you're not willing to put into it. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline, your tenacity. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen.
Somebody has got to arrest this crazy generation that wants to take everything and give back nothing.
It's a commitment. It's a commitment. Commitments don't have nothing to do with your feelings. You do it because you're supposed to. And you think greatness goes on sale. But true quality never goes on sale. Greatness costs what it costs.
Do you believe anything bad enough to fight for it and sweat for it and work for it?
Your first commitment is to God. The God who gave you life, who blew breath into you, has a right to expect a return on his investment above all others. He gave you life. Mama bought you shoes, daddy got you a bicycle. God gave you life. I will not face a giant without you. I will not make a major decision without prayer. I will not bring somebody into my life just because they please me. I'll submit myself, my destiny, my future over to you. You are my foundation. You are my rock. You are my fortress. You are my strength. You are my defense. Without you, I can do nothing. You are the substratum of every dream I have ever dreamed in my life, and I will take no promotion you don't want me to have, and I will accept no friend you don't want me to have. You're my rock. You owe him a level of commitment. You owe him a level of commitment. It's wrong for you to think that you're going to give an offering and God's going to bless a business you ain't committed to. Bless a marriage you ain't committed to. Bless you in school and you won't study. Bless you as a saint of God and you won't walk like a saint of God. Who do you think God is? Somebody playing in Vegas? God is not hitting a slot machine. God is a guaranteed, definite I am, the mighty God for sure blessing. He told Abraham, I swear I'm going to bless you. Ain't no chance, ain't no doubt, ain't no joke about it. If I told you I was going to bless you, I will open up the windows of hell. Then wonder why I thought I'd be further than I am in David. Let me tell you why you are not further. It is not the devil, it is not witches, it is not demons, and it sure God ain't haters. You are not any further than where you are right now because you have never thrown your whole self at anything in your life. You take a half-committed man and a half-committed trifling woman and put them together, and they'll have some half-committed trifling kids, and the whole house will be half-committed because children will be what they see. Stop fussing at your kids. They're a reflection of you. Your second commitment is to family, and it's a very important commitment. Through the storm and the rain and the heartache and the pain and the disappointment, you have to believe in the we and the us and not the me and the you, or you're not gonna make it. It's a commitment, it's not a feeling. You gotta come home when you're in love, and you gotta come home when you're not in love, or you're not gonna make it. And stay there till the love comes back. It's a commitment. Y'all don't want to hear real truth. You want to hear fairy tale, Hollywood, shake and bake stuff. But in reality, it's a commitment.
And so that's Bishop T.D. Jakes. Passion produces power. You can't do anything in this life without commitment. You want to see some things change in your life? Change your level of commitment. You want to see God work something out in your life? Change your level of commitment. The only way something is going to change for you is you're going to have to change it. There's no other way that it's going to change, no other way it's going to happen. You're going to have to do it. So your challenge today is, we said earlier, number one is to understand you were created for His purpose for you. Secondly, and this came to me today as I was coming home from church. Do you have a now faith or do you have an if faith? All through the Bible, we see that Jesus tackles some of the greatest issues that man had, some of the biggest deformities and some of the greatest iniquities that man had. He connected His power with their faith. Far too many times, the question is, do we have a now faith? The Word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm reminded of the young man who wanted his son to be healed. The apostles could not heal him. The disciples couldn't heal him. And when Jesus came, he said he wanted his son healed if Jesus could do it. If Jesus could do it. I think he got under Jesus' skin. Jesus was like, if I can do it, you need to have faith that I can do it. And this man said something so powerful. If you're at church next Sunday, you'll hear about all of this. He said something so powerful. He said, Jesus, heal my unbelief. In other words, I want to believe. I want to have faith. I want to go to the level, next level of passion and power, but I have an if faith. I don't have a now faith. I have an if faith. If it happens, it's okay. If it don't, I understand. He has an if faith instead of a now faith. The now faith means I believe it's going to happen with every part of my being, with every part and every fiber of who I am. I know it shall happen by faith. The if faith says if it happens, it's okay. If it does not, it's okay. That is not faith. That is not from a believer. That is a person that's playing Russian roulette with their situation and their condition. If you got a condition that is so severe that you need Jesus to step in, if faith won't do it, you need a now faith. And if faith will not do it, He is not activated on if. He is activated on now. Each and every time He heals someone, He said, now your faith has made you complete. Now your faith has made you complete. Get up, take your bed up and walk. Now your faith has made you this. Now your faith has given you power to step out. Now faith. The if faith says you'll still be sitting there tomorrow and it's okay because I really wasn't expecting to move from here because of where my faith is. So you either have, when we're talking about passion, produce power, you've got to predetermine, know in your spirit, know in your being, know in your mind that you either have now faith or if faith. And if you have if faith, nothing in your life will change. Now faith will change it. But I want you to understand this. Let me say this. I want you to understand this. You can have now faith and nothing happens. Nothing in your life changes. It does not mean that God is not able. It means that God needs to take you to the next level of your patience and faith. So because it does not happen for you immediately, some people it will. He has no respect of person, but he challenges each of us based on his, based on where he needs us to go. There is one coat of paint that you put on your vehicle that you let dry. There's another coat of paint that you put on your vehicle, you put it in a drying room, and you put heat on it. Again, using the car analogy. But there are two, there's still coats of paint. How they are applied and how they're expected to come out is totally different because the purpose that both of them are used is different. So your now faith might heal you the moment you connect. Your now faith might take 20 years. Doesn't mean that it will not. It's depending on you and your stability and your longevity and understanding that faith produces patience. If faith don't produce nothing but an opportunity to get the thing over with. If it happens, it's okay. If it doesn't, I'm okay also. I believe I'm talking to some people that have a now faith and not an if faith. We're going to have another audio, and when I come back, we're going to give you this last point for today for Passion Produce Power. This is Stephen Fuque. I can never get this guy's name right. But it is dealing with motivation, bringing you to the next level. Keep in mind, this is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. Let me pay some bills real quick. We need your support. There at CLN Shop, you can purchase movies there. You can purchase books. You can purchase garments there, hats, so on and so forth. We need your support. If you believe in this ministry, want to see us stay on the air, if you believe in what we're doing, or if you just want some nice stuff, you want to support, you know, a Christian business, check out CLN Shop, CLN Shop, which stands for Christian Lifestyle Network Shop, CLN Shop. Or you can check our itinerary out, where we're going to be speaking at, as well as all of our resource material on zionsbridge.com as well. We'll be right back. This is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. Your host, Dr. A. Jerome R. Butler. Everybody picks at me about my name. Dr. A. Jerome R. Butler. We'll be right back after this audio. It's going to be dynamite. Stay tuned. For Stephen Fuque, and do it again. Motivate yourself to do it again. We'll be right back.
Consistency separates winners from wannabes. Diligence makes the difference between all-time greats and one-hit wonders. For the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but to the one who endures to the end. So pick yourself up, shake your past off, put one foot in front of the other, and do it again. When you hear that little voice saying no one believes in you, you're too far behind, you're too small, this isn't working and this isn't worth it, another voice rises to remind you that the same power, the same strength, the same spirit that raised the Savior from a borrowed grave is alive and active in you. This is your guarantee of complete victory. The same God who delivered you from the lion and the bear can and will deliver this new giant into your hands. So draw the line, take your stand, just like you wielded your weapons last time, do it again. You've been here before. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And if he caused you to triumph back then, be confident, he'll do it again. Yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus Christ is the same. And in his name, you are unstoppable. He's the author and finisher of your future and your faith. All things are started and sustained by his grace. He has never failed, never faltered, never wavered, never lost, and he's not about to start. But receiving this promise requires perseverance. For many are called, but few are chosen. Many begin, few are finished. So don't just do it again. I know sometimes it's hard to keep it moving when you can't see your progress, when you've lost your perspective, when the pain has pushed you past your breaking point. But this is no time to tap out. This is no time to back down. This is no time to turn around, because the end of yourself is the beginning of him. The end of your strength is the beginning of his. So fix your focus, wake your courage, stir your confidence, and do it again. The dream God put inside of you is free, but to see it come to pass, you'll have a price to pay. Set your face like flint with determination and declare, I will do it again. When it doesn't make sense, I'll do it again. When I have to go against the wind, I'll do it again. When all hell is breaking loose, I will not be crippled by confusion. I will not sway to the cadence of complacency. When it feels like hope has disappeared from the horizon, and I've waited for rain, but I don't see any signs, I will look again, lifting my eyes to the skies. I see a cloud the size of a man's hand starting to expand, and it may start small, but little is much when God is in it. And I know I'll win if I just don't quit. Don't you dare quit. When you march six laps and still the walls won't fall, take another lap. You're closer than you think you are. You're closer than you've ever been before. Walk on. You've come too far to faint. He who spoke it is faithful to fulfill it. Show up today and the next day and the next day and the next day. Press till something happens. Pray till something changes. Push till something breaks. Stay within yourself, whatever it takes, whatever the cost, no matter what they say, no matter what I feel. I've got a job to do, and I will see this through until God's kingdom comes and his will is done in my life. I'm leaving every excuse behind. I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. I'm taking up my cross and following the one who never stopped short, who never surrendered, who said he'd never leave me or forsake me. Jesus is with me always. He came and conquered. He died and rose again. And now he's calling me, causing me, commanding me to breathe again, hope again, trust again, give again, change again, expect again, rejoice again, fight again, rise again, right here, right now, in the name of Jesus, I will live again.
Hi, this is Crystal Williams, host of Beauty Essentials, where we are bringing you, that's right, the man and the woman, timeless beauty for your mind, your body, and your spirit. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday and Friday evenings at 7 p.m., where you will be enlightened, inspired, and empowered, right here on the Christian Lifestyle Network. Stay beautiful, be you, and God bless.
Wow. I love that. I love that. I love that. You can do it again. And that was an overliner by our good friend Krista Williams. She has gotten married and everything else. And so that piece is just awesome. If you can't get up and just get some fire burning in you, then there is nothing in your stove whatsoever. He did a great job on that, motivating you to get up and do it again. Do it again. If you like I said before, even though it hasn't changed, do it again. God loves consistency. He loves consistency. He loves someone who is on their knees at a certain time of day that will pray unto him. He loves someone who is faithful. See, there's something, the reason why God loves faithfulness is because the derivative of faithfulness is faith. Doing it again and again until it pleases him and gets his attention. If you had to do something for 20 years and only got one result that made you millions, would it be worth it? If you had to do something 100 times to get the overflow of millions, would you do it? Well, that's what it is to be committed to God. That is what it is to be committed to God, no matter how many times I do it. And it doesn't matter how many times I fail at it. I'm going to be consistent with it. Even in my own life, I can tell, I've been preaching now for going on a quarter of a century. Wow, long time. I've been speaking for close to a quarter of a century. I've had one time in my Christian life, one time, that I can say I mailed it in, a sermon, and I mailed it in. I didn't put all of myself in it. I didn't do all the studying I should. And when I was completed with this sermon, I was absolutely positively ashamed of myself. Absolutely mailed it in, because the only reason that I've been called to be a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to save souls. And so I have to trade my soul, my time, my blood for someone else's salvation. Someone is not going to understand that. See, that's what Jesus did. There's an exchange rate in the kingdom. There's an exchange rate in the kingdom. And it's called sacrifice for victory. You have to make sacrifices for victory in the kingdom. It's not pretty, it's not easy, but it's effective. Sacrifices for victory. This is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler, and if you want to, if you have a question or comment, would like to come on the line, press 1. We see everybody on the switchboard. I've reached out to some friends out on Facebook, out in cyberspace, and I'm hoping that they can make it in. If you are in, there's too many numbers here on the switchboard. I've seen some new people come in. Please press 1, and we will recognize you. There we go. We have someone on the line. This is Dr. A. Jerome Butler. Who do we have on the line?
Dr. Butler, how you doing, sir?
Great grace to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. That sounds very well. You're coming in loud and clear, and I like the fact that you said that we have to sacrifice. A lot of people don't know that, but sacrifice is one of the key elements. If we're going to do something great for God, a lot of things has to be given up. So I really admire that, what you say, sir.
Amen. Amen. I take it this is Pastor Spann. This is God.
Yep.
Bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
We thank God for having you on the show. I love, look, if you all are on Facebook, please, 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 this man of God has such a powerful message for this time. If you do not knew him, His name on Facebook is Vincent Spann. Please connect. Please, please, please. If you are a regular on this show and you listen to our show, please connect with this gentleman. He has a timely message for this time. Bishop, God bless you. We're so happy to have you here on the show. Today we're talking about passion produce power. I know you have had a ministry that have pulled people literally out of the gutter under the power of God. Can you share with the audience just for a few moments some of the deliverance? I believe I truly believe that you're either a victim or you're a victor. And so there's a go-between. There's an empty space in between victim and victor that God interjects a David to fight a Goliath. He interjects a Vincent Spann to fight the enemy on a certain level. Would you just share with us share with the audience some positive things about your ministry and what you've seen over the year, how God has turned some people from victims to victory?
Amen, sir. Well, I am a former United States Army drill sergeant, and my first job title was a expert combat field medic, hospital trained. So I got saved in the military. I got in trouble in the military, and God saved me. I mean, he genuinely converted me. But when I got out, I had this passion and desire to wonder why people did bad things and why they lived these hideous lifestyles. And that brought me on a quest to find out how to set these people free. So I started a ministry entitled Power, Faith, and Deliverance Ministries. Our ministry was frontline. We go on the streets. We had services outside. We walk the streets in some of the most dangerous areas in Miami, Florida, looking for people that want prayer. And once we prayed for somebody publicly and everybody watching us, then all of a sudden the next person wanted prayer. I mean, some of these people were getting demons. We were casting out demons, giving God the glory. We were casting out demons in the public and praying for people in the open. And sometimes, you know, a sign is really for the unbelievers. And then people begin to be drawn to our ministry. We had our entire church. At that time, we started out, when we started doing that part, we had about 100 people. Everybody was homeless. A lot of people was on drugs. And they had nothing. But these people began to get genuinely born again. And some of the people now that have come through our doors, some of them are now pastors. Some of these guys were crack addicts. Some of these women work in some of the most biggest and prominent areas in Miami, and they were all on crack. So right now we have a spiritual hospital that will be opening up within the next 2 to 3 weeks, no later than a month. And this place will be a place that will facilitate people that are on drugs, alcohol. We work hand in hand with the VA hospital. And we help people. Our bottom line mission statement is to help people get their life together, then send them out to win battles for the Lord, in a nutshell.
Praise God. Praise God. There's, as I just stated earlier, God always infiltrates somebody between victim and victory. And your ministry, what you've done over the years, and just being a drill sergeant, so... There's kind of a duality there. As a field medic, you want to help people, but as a drill sergeant, you want them to be right.
Yes, sir.
There's a dynamic there. There's a dual dynamic there that you know how to deal with someone who has an infirmity. But at the same time, as they are getting themselves cleaned up, and this is just me saying, Pastor Spann, as they're getting themselves up, they have to understand that there has to be order. And that's what a drill sergeant was always to me, was a place of order where we came in raw material. They made us soldiers because they believed in order. And so what you're doing is out there in your ministry is no different than what you did in the military. You patched them up and gave them order. It took this raw material, people on drugs who life has beaten down, and you're the go-between between them being victims and victory. And I want to thank God
Pastor
for
Butler,
you.
Let me
yes,
say this
sir.
Last thing, sir. I mean, you and I, we talked about 2-3 months ago, and you really blessed me the first time we met. Now, I want to say this, man, to end our conversation. The building that God gave me, it's a 27-unit apartment building, and this is a testimony. And I didn't know how I was going to get all the furniture. I didn't know where the monies were going to come from to do this. I mean, I took a step of faith to go to these people, and they were remodeling this building. It's state-of-the-art facility. And I went by faith, acting as if I had money, and I had no money. Just last week, and I give God the glory what I'm about to say, just last week, man, I had the Lord sent me an attorney that's in the medical field. He sent me a lady, which is a doctor that has her own practice in Miami. He sent me a psychologist that has a PhD. And he sent me another attorney and a food bank. They came to the meeting with me. They're going to put up all the monies. We're going to team up together for this one cause to do what God has commissioned me to do. So, I'm saying all that to say this, man. I believe this is the time that we're going to be the best that we're going to be. God has surrounded Amen. Me with like-minded people that has the substance to take this place where I could not do it on my own. So I give God the glory, man, for you giving me this space, this few minutes to share this, bro. And if any time you need us, man, just for whatever, give us a screen, man, because I admire your radio broadcast. I take my hat off to what you're doing. I follow you also. So, man, I just want to say thank you to all of your listening audience, man. I just pray that the blessings of God overtake us and take us places that we've never gone before.
Amen. Can you do me a favor before we get off the air? I know that God has plugged the right people in the right places and the right holes for your ministry that they were needed. But even with that, there are some people that want to come alongside you and be a blessing. We have people out of our show all the time that say, well, you know, how can I get in contact with that person? Or how can I get in contact with these people? And we'll either tell them to go back and listen to the archive show, and we'll make sure we have their information. So if someone listens to the show via archives, or if you're listening right now, and we have about 2 minutes, can you give them your contact information? So other than the Facebook, we gave them on Facebook, how they can call you if they want to donate, if they live in the area, how they can maybe send somebody to you, or how they can be a financial blessing to you.
Okay, well, my personal number, well, my name is Vincent Stan. My personal cell phone, my personal contact number is area code 786-4979. Again, that number is 786-803-4979. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and everything that we do, we give unto the glory of God. And again, that number is area code 786-803-4979, and you can contact me personally.
Thank you so much. Pastor Bishop, we love you so much, brother. You have so much wisdom, and we thank you for your friendship. We thank you, and we're looking to coming down to when you have your ribbon cutting, let us know. We may have to take a trip down to participate in that because we want to come alongside. Anything for the kingdom that enhances the kingdom, we want to be a part of, because I believe, as the word said, one man waters, one man plants, but God gets the increase.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Amen.
Okay, all right, Dr. Butler, man, you be blessed. Look to hear from you soon, okay?
Sounds good. Sounds good. That is
Pastor
Vincent Spann. And, hey, if you can, please become part of what he's doing in the kingdom of God. There's a lot that needs to be done in the kingdom, and you can take a part of it. You can be a part of it. You can be an overtaker and an overcomer. Keep in mind, God has people plugged in to be go-betweens between victims and victory. Until next week, we'll see you again. Remember, love God, love life. Keep the light on. We'll see you next time.